HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Ready to go. I've got to say, I've enjoyed very much this weekend the debate on whether or not you can slap a 17-year-old who eggs you. I think that might be my favorite debate so far of 2019. There's a politician in
Australia.
And he was giving a speech, a chat. I believe his name is Senator Fraser Anning. And he
is after what he said about...
Well, he's a terrible person, but he has a right to say what he has to say. They have the same kind of freedom of speech there as well. So then this kid comes up with a cell phone, 17-year-old kid, while he's speaking into microphones. And keep in mind now, there's something people aren't talking about with this. This guy does go out of his way to, like, he blamed the shooting in New Zealand on the...
on Muslims.
Well, he did. He blamed it on the Muslims being there. Like, you wouldn't have been shot had you not been there. It's basically what his argument was.
He's kind of, you're the victims. Usually you're the perpetrators.
Right. He's a bit... Exactly.
Exactly
what he said. Mm-hmm. Today, you guys get a taste of what you've been doing to us for the whole time. So he's a fascist and he's a horrible person, but he's been elected and he said some bad things and he's got a right to say terrible things. Now, you can protest all you want. Kid goes up with his cell phone. And he holds it up while the guy's talking and from behind smashes an egg into the back of his head. Well, the dude turns around and sees this guy standing there laughing. And he takes a couple of nice shots, long arms. This cat's got long arms. Whoosh, right hand comes across the kid's face. I don't think he expects it. Another one comes from the left. And he puts the kid and then a bunch of people tackle the kid. Now, first off, it was a great move on both parts. There wasn't much of any of the video I didn't like. I liked what the kid did. I liked how the guy responded. And I liked how people in flip-flops wrestled him to the ground because it was so Australia. My favorite part, because of Brady, is the fact that every news story I saw had someone saying, "Aye, if you're going to act like a bogan, you get treated like a bogan." And I'm like, this is great. Because bogan in Australia means hillbilly.
Yep.
It's like, this kid ran up, he acted like a bogan, and he was treated the way a bogan deserves to be treated, and he acts like a bogan. And I'm like, oh, man, if I could hear this all day long, this is a dream come true to me. So now the debate is, should he have smacked a guy that was just an egg? And Dean Cain's in on it somehow. I don't know how this happened, but Dean Cain tweeted something like, I didn't knock that kid out.
He would have been able to smack him with his...
Yeah, he even said it. I didn't knock that kid cold. Yeah. He said, I didn't know that was an egg. And everybody's like, oh, so Superman, this is how Twitter is. Superman condones the abuse of children. He's like, I don't think that's what I said at all. I'm like, okay, so now we know Dean Cain's a racist who supports racism and he beats kids. And
oh, yeah.
Like, wow, did that take a spin on Dean Cain mighty fast for having an opinion, which is why I would never have Twitter. But the fact of the matter is, yes, this guy probably deserved an egg to the back of the head. But the person who does it probably deserves a smack in the face as well. There's no real problem here. Plus, he's 17. The guy couldn't have turned around and gone, all right, before I smack you about, I'd like some identification here. Of course, he's going to hit the... He doesn't know he just got egged. He might have thought
he's assault.
Smearing pig blood on the back of his head.
It's already happened.
It's a great video. No. And there's people who hate this politician so much. Even the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah, but that's pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, they have a mural up on the thing for hashtag egg boy. But the even the Prime Minister of Australia says, I'm with Egg Boy. And that's the greatest phrase I've ever heard a politician ever say.
Kid, you better trademark that right now.
Yeah. I stand behind Egg Boy.
Can you make money as Egg Boy?
I don't know.
Sure.
He's gonna.
Well, there's horrible egg
t-shirts,
news
merchandise
too. Came out of that.
Well, Brady's gonna bring it back to the food. He's very upset about the waste of eggs. But yeah, I've heard the word bogan 300 times this weekend, and all of it's been hilarious. And it catches my ear every time because of you. Boy walks up, acts like a bogan, gets treated like a bogan. And the video is fantastic. And then somebody's like, he's just... Good long arm on that.
Yeah, it's hard to blame the guy.
Somebody, and again, all these people that are like, you can't hit a child. He didn't know that was a child. He didn't know it was an egg.
And it was
I'm
good
hitting
open
anybody
hand.
Does it. You hit me in the back of the head from behind. I'm turning around. First thought is, I'm beating the crap out of whoever just did that to me.
Also, let's stop calling it a punch.
Yeah, it was an open hand slap.
It was a slap.
Yeah, and he connected twice. And that kid is filming it, so he's up to no good all the way around. Nobody in this is a quality human being. So I don't know who or why you would defend any of it. It just seems great. So again, let the lesson be learned. You want to egg somebody from behind, nobody's asking for ID. You're probably going to get smacked. You're not one of those protected children.
Well, you could tell if they're like 10. I mean,
still taking a smack.
You slap the 10-year-old? Yeah.
If I get egged from behind. Well,
I don't know if I'd slap the 10-year-old.
Here's the thing, Eric.
That close, he touches you?
I would. I would, because I don't know that it's an egg. If this weekend, if one of those little kids came up behind me while I was hosting the thing, because they had to walk behind me, and he gives me a push, I'm turning around, and probably going to give him a little whack in the face. You knock it off, you little bastard.
I'm going to turn around and get ready. I don't know.
Yeah, if I saw it was a 10-year-old.
Yeah, if it's 10 or younger.
They're easy to beat up. Sure. I don't know why you guys are so afraid of them.
I would probably just yell and scare the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I'd do some damage.
No, I wouldn't. I know how to control that. He's taking one across the chops, though. Learn a lesson, because that's something his parents aren't doing. You gotta smack that little bastard. You just don't sneak up behind. There's got to be repercussions for everyone other than, adorable little
bastard.
I agree,
but
you're taking
a shot.
You
know when they're really young. I mean,
there should be a rule that says if the kid does that to you and you react by smacking him, everybody just cooler heads. This is over. The kid deserved it. The guy probably shouldn't have done it. Let's move on. There's no federal case in this.
That kid looked old enough to smack.
Oh, that's a smackable boy.
Hand. Yeah. Like, how could you not see that coming if the other people filming?
Because he's 17 and he's thinking to himself, I can get away with this. I'm just a kid.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
You're saying he should have dodged it?
No, I'm just saying the security around there, the kid was kind of circling around.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of just this little town
like this.
Hall. Yeah. Oh, he took him and he deserved it. He good shot.
It's a high five to the back of the head.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that the kid holding the camera up couldn't defend himself because he was so busy filming the guy's reaction.
Yeah, he could have really knocked his ass out if he wanted to.
And then the people that tackled him, the bogans that tackled him, then you get kicked by a load of bogans. That's what it said. And you don't need that. The smacks were one thing, but it was enough to have three or four of his goons, these bogans, tackle a boy.
So, Brady, you can never go to New Zealand or Australia, can you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'll get around.
Every time you flash your ID somewhere, they're going to laugh.
You'd be at a restaurant. Every restaurant you'd go to. Bogan party of two.
you can't do it.
Headed to table 12.
I don't think
Family Bogan. Is that really your last name?
We spell it a little different.
Still a Bogan.
If you were there for like 2 weeks, you'd be tired of it by the end.
There'd be some unbelievable family reunions in the Outback.
It's pretty great stuff. But I don't think anybody's name is Bogan. I've never met anyone in the United States actually named Hillbilly. So I think they've all changed their name away from Bogan to something else.
That would be a funny joke, though. Get your whole family down there for a vacation.
Yes. Reunion. The Bogan
We'll be checking
reunion.
Into our hotel room under the name Bogan.
only you know this.
That's great. Hilarious. What is your real name, sir?
Bogan?
Oh, no kidding then. All right. 12 of you then.
Look at that. There it is in black and white.
Do you all want the same bale of hay to sleep on? Bogans? it was great, though, to hear that because the quotes are floating all over. But, you mash an egg into somebody's head, you're probably going to get a smacking, and you deserve it. If you're a fascist Nazi politician, you're probably going to get an egg smacked in the back of your head, and you probably deserve it. I didn't see anything. That's the first video we should have all united over. Like, everyone here got what they deserved. Everyone.
Well, everybody's taking the political side.
Of course they are.
But they're not even looking at the act.
But everyone got what they deserved. The dickhead got egged.
Yeah.
The kid got smacked.
Yeah. Everyone, let's move on.
This is a great video. This should be something we're all like, I can get behind every ounce of this.
John, I don't know if you've heard, but they hate that senator so much they dropped the charges already against
I know. The Egg Boy's going to be a superstar. Well, again, when the prime minister comes out and says, I'm standing with Egg Boy. He doesn't even have a name, but the prime minister of the entire nation didn't condemn smacking politicians that you disagree with eggs. I mean, at the very least, he should have said, all right, let's not get crazy if you disagree with a politician that you're allowed to go hit him. Physically. Let's not do that. We all hate that guy.
Oh, we want to, though, don't we?
Oh, my God. If he just opened the door and Australia's like, oh, great. So now the Bogans are going to be like, well, Egg Boy can do it to our guy. We can egg you.
Isn't that the only power we have is to put a little fear in those politicians?
Yeah, well, that's
with our votes.
Fear of eggs.
With our votes and not our incredibly well-armed society.
But back in the day, that's what it was all about. Yep. You know, we were supposed to be more well-armed than them. fear of the population.
Again, I think of Saturday when I had to give an award to a fifth grader who did James Garfield, The Untold Story, and won an award for it. I know that because I just found out about it about 5 years ago. Garfield, this fifth grader's doing the thing where they walked up to Garfield and shot him twice in a train station. What's this then? That was how badass our politicians used to be. And he started to fight the guy, too. And he could have been 17. Took two bullets in a train station and started fighting Teddy Roosevelt.
Isn't anybody going to fight, though, when they're getting assaulted
of
like that?
Of course you are.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Teddy Roosevelt didn't. Teddy Roosevelt is the best politician we've ever had, if you ask me. I don't even know about his policies, but the dude was in the middle of a speech and got shot and finished the speech. Oh, bully. Where was I?
Show must go on.
I got 5 pages remaining.
National parks. I think that's where I was at.
Right. Thank you. Ooh. Anyway.
Occupational hazard.
I'll dig that out with my finger while I speak. So that, you know, now it's an egg and everybody's up in arms. So we used to be a little tougher back in the olden times. I want to get into the Osteen thing, but I think we're going to do it at 8 o'clock.
All right.
You want it in prime time.
I want it more in prime time, and I want to be able to speak to Toledo first. About his trip to Montana. Now, Toledo took the week to go to Montana to visit some ailing relatives. And remember, in Christmas you were going to go, but you ran out of money.
Right.
So you couldn't.
Saved up.
The search.
Saved up.
Pervader.
And you went back to find your father. And also, you know, you made some inroads here.
Well, this trip wasn't intentionally to find Dad.
Right.
What happened? But, I thought we had an accord.
Well, that was back in Christmas, but he's got other stuff going on since.
So in January, on the DNA site that I'm on, I got contacted by a third cousin, because they tell you what it is. And honestly, at this point, third cousin, I'm like,
not close.
Like, not interested.
That's so far down the line.
It's just another Christmas card.
They sent me a message, and this is cousin Lynn, third cousin Lynn, who lives in Hawaii. And her cousin Carol was in Hawaii, and they were visiting, and they got the notification on the site that we were related. So they reached out, and Lynn says, I think Carol might be someone that you'd be interested in getting a hold of. So again, third cousin, I wasn't too into it, so I sent him a message, and she sent me back an email, and her name is Carol Nimick Eichler. My dad's name is Nimick.
Okay.
So she's his sister.
Oh, geez, we're in.
So I was like, wow, okay.
Wait, she's his sister and your third cousin?
No. Lynn is the third cousin.
Oh, I see. I was going to say.
This is some hillbilly Hogan crap.
Hogan going on hitting.
So, someone needs a smack.
Yeah.
So she sends me back an email. We exchange a lot, and tells me about that they knew, they'd heard rumors as a kid.
About
Bob.
The seed.
Dad.
Yeah.
The bastard.
Gold miner dad.
You're the snow.
Having a kid, yep. And but they didn't, over time it kind of faded and nobody kind of paid any attention to it anymore. And then now here we go. And so she's like, I apologize for all of this. I really would have loved to have you a member of our family. You would have loved your grandparents who passed away about 8 years ago.
Yikes.
And all this stuff. So it was a good email. And so I put on Facebook that Alex and I were headed home to Montana. Mm-hmm. We got off the plane, and there's an email from Carol saying, "Hey, you know, if you feel like if you're ready to meet, I'd love to meet up with you, and we can
this
have
is your
chat.
Aunt Carol,
my Aunt Carol, and she signed her email by the way, Aunt Carol.
Oh, that's nice.
So nice. A little nice touch.
She's embracing you.
So we get there, and I go on. Let's see, last Monday, drive up to Helena. It's about an hour drive, and had a coffee with her. About halfway through, her daughter joins us. So my 37-year-old cousin, Kimberly, and Carol, we sat there and had a chat about the whole family.
About your dad.
About my
You're
dad.
You're one step away. Mm-hmm.
You got your kid with you?
No, not at this point. Next time, maybe, but not
just
in the
case.
He's already got so
initial,
much going on.
Yeah, not in the initial
Don't
meeting,
confuse
no.
him anymore.
Yeah, no. So
there's a lot in his head right now.
Who's my wait a minute, what's a sister? A full sister? Half sister? What are we looking at here?
Are you guys lesbians too? Yeah. I don't cousin, uncle, all this stuff is just blurs together.
Yeah, basically what he's asking is who am I allowed to hear?
Right.
Because there's a lot of blood getting crossed.
Mm. All right, well, so this is actually real blood for the first time in our
You don't
lives.
Introduce him.
No.
So you're sitting there with your now aunt, your real blood aunt on your dad's side, one step removed from dad.
And her hot daughter.
And was the daughter good looking?
Yeah, she was attractive.
No kidding. All right. So how close were you then? Because do they like Dad? Are they going to introduce you? Are they bringing you in this meeting to him?
Carol and Bob had a little bit of competition growing up. Carol always felt like Bob didn't like her because their dad treated Carol favorably.
Oh.
And by this time, Carol was the third child of four. Their other sister, Lynn, is the youngest.
Right.
And so they all had talks about me. The only one that they didn't talk to was Bob, because they're not sure how Bob's going to handle all this. And come to find out, Bob's wife, my stepmother?
Stepmom?
Not really.
Step-lady?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Has cancer.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Now's the time for you to barge down there.
Can't throw gasoline on that fire.
So they're not going to talk to your dad about this?
They're trying to figure out how to talk to him amongst themselves.
About meeting with you?
Yeah.
And do they get along with him? Do they like him?
Don, who's the oldest, the one that I look like, because I don't think, and even Carol said, you don't really look like your dad or his
There's a little bit there, giant head.
Just a little bit. Giant. Well, wait till you see Don.
He's a big, massive head,
huh? Don and I apparently bear a greater resemblance to each other.
Okay.
And so they're trying to figure out internally how do they approach it, and since Don and Bob always got together or got along, they're going to leave it up to Bob Don because Bob isn't going to handle it well coming from the younger girl.
Oh, because it's
there's
just
a competition
break him down,
thing
huh?
or something like that going on, just the way that they.
Not the one to crack the news.
Not the one to crack the news at all.
The crack the news of what? He knows.
He already knows.
What news is being cracked here?
Well, other than that they know. We've touched the news base. We know how to make the connection.
Now, they know you.
That they know me.
Yes.
Oh,
they
know
that
they
didn't
now.
Know you existed.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That,
you were a secret.
He never said anything at all.
When you said it was a rumor, I thought it was a rumor that you were going to come back.
No.
You mean you were a rumor like.
Yeah. And my adoptive grandparents had kind of thrown gas on that fire, too, by basically calling my mom a whore, saying she slept around in town and that they couldn't. Ask mom about it, and it was not true.
Well, okay. Of course.
Mom,
of course
are you a whore? Hey, mom. Not. Boy, there's something I need to tell you. Your mom's not going to tell you that.
Mom's at the end. Mom's being a lot more honest than I thought she was going to be about a lot
but
of
But she
this,
didn't
yeah.
tell you she was a whore. No mom's going to
Well, you got into
up.
The school.
How do you ask that?
Right.
What did...
you got into
it,
the
so
school.
So it's proven this guy's your dad.
Oh, yeah.
With
a
test? You had a test on or something?
Well, first of all, the DNA site has us all matched up.
And your mom knows who
And my
it was.
Mom knows who he was.
Because she wasn't a whore.
So, yeah. So, it's a definite.
Did your mom ever say, because he was around for like the first little bit, right?
Yep.
Like,
and when my mom was single, the time that I met him in seventh grade, he was catting around.
That's
when
right.
he had the wife at home, he kept kind of banging on my mom's door to try and get in her pants.
Oh, boy. So, your mom never said it's either this guy or this guy. She knew the whole
No. Yeah.
Almost, Toledo. Almost. Mm-hmm. Some answers before the show goes off the air.
Getting close.
We have to have you meet with him. Fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to the family now. Because the whole family, well, the siblings know now. They know confirmed.
Yeah.
Because Carol talked to Don. She talked to Lynn. You know, Lynn lives in Red Lodge, a great little town, ski town in Montana. And so
tell Carol.
Mm-hmm. That, and they're listening to the podcast now, by
okay,
the way, too.
Hi, Carol. Hi, gang.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nimix. KUPD will fly your dad out, all expenses paid.
All right.
If they can get him out here.
All right.
Wasn't Nimix the elephant man?
No, that's
Merrick.
Merrick.
Oh, yeah. Very close. I see where you were going.
Different cranial disease. Yeah. He had the same size head, though. Toledo had to sleep sitting up for like 5 years.
You'll enjoy this tidbit that mom let me in on over the break. I dislocated my mom's hip during birth.
Oh, man. So she was not a whore.
No.
That hip had not handled something like this before.
No.
Well, there you go. Congratulations. That's kind of neat. The story gets better and better. Pretty good stuff.
So close.
Man, it's exciting. You sent us pictures, and I'm like, oh. He's going to do it. I thought we'd get the video, but no video, no nothing.
You could get a phone number out of them.
Oh, I also know where he lives. I could go right to his door.
That's what I want you to do. We were going to do that.
But he felt the timing's not the best. I understand that.
Well, I'm a little worried about his wife more than anything.
Why?
Right now.
You didn't do it.
Just lie. Say you didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't do that. Or even you did know. Yeah. She's still alive. Mm-hmm. I wanted to meet her before she went. There's tons of ways around the community.
Look at you being all nice to the dead
people. So many of you Nimix are dropping like flies.
Yeah, you don't want that. How old a guy is he in his late 70s, mid-70s?
He, I believe, is 71.
Okay.
Mom turned 70 this year. He's a year older. So
I'd have a hard time meeting the guy and not being a complete asshole to him.
No offense, but yeah, it's you a little bit. You're gonna be gonna have a little bit.
I mean, you do that to people you meet who are not related. Yeah, you do that to like people who are just trying to ring you up at Circle K.
I mean, Ian is a perfect example there about getting to know.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I can't wait for this. So, when are you going back to Montana?
This summer.
All right,
during our summer break.
It's going to happen. But tell Carol,
Well, we're going to try and meet. I think, hopefully, we might be able to try and meet Lynn. And then Don lives in Texas, so not sure when all of them are going to get together. But that'll be the one where we all take a picture and they all post it on social media.
These chicks love drama.
Are they stirring it up.
Here we are with Jon Snow.
Yeah. Oh, here's the – who's that guy? It's funny you should ask, Bob. Man. So they're just going to break it to him through photographs.
Well, I think they're hoping to break it to him before then.
So you took pictures with them this weekend or this last week.
Yeah, I took the one picture at coffee.
And then they've got it too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So they're going to show them.
Maybe they might already send it to them.
Oh, yeah. No, this is already – the ball is
– Hey, look who we met.
Look who we talked to, Bob. You should probably reach out.
Ring any bells?
And did they say he they never said he talked about you. Like he never once –
Not
like,
once.
Broke down.
Not once ever.
Never once
ever,
brought you up.
Ever. It was a rumor. Man. He never addressed the rumor. He just never talked about it at all.
Man, is he a drunk or anything good? Gold mine? Did he really work in the gold mine?
He did, yeah. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Barrick Gold Mine.
Your story.
Whitehall, Montana.
Such a boring person and such a great history. It's amazing, Richard. It's amazing. So much I need to know about you. Everything that surrounds you is insane.
Everything.
And you're just steady as a rock.
I made a list of it kind of on the plane. You're right. I didn't buy it until you.
A big enough notebook. Your insanity that surrounds your life. Yeah. Just think of it. You've got to start writing and the title of your autobiography is
And Then?
No One Would Care, but ..
You know what's weird is my wife's family is Merrick.
Elephant Man.
That's Merrick.
The Elephant Man.
Merrick. Again,
Nimick.
That's the Elephant Man. Yeah, my
you're
family's
very confused
Nimick.
Here.
You're really on the Merrick thing.
Okay.
Really, yeah, you really, okay. You really want somebody to be related to the Elephant Man.
I wonder if they're related.
Is the Elephant Man on your computer right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a little
bit. I never asked her if, like, her, because her mom is.
Because you always thought it was Nimick.
Right.
You had no idea what the hell you were talking about.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I have
a story, too.
You're just the sleuth I'd hire to do
it. You got a good start.
You're well on your way, Perry Mason. You're going to figure this out. You know, my wife's name is Mary. That has nothing to do with anything. Thanks for sharing.
Completely tangential.
I was talking about the Elephant Man a minute ago. Completely off base. Well, good. I hope. Well, first off, I hope you find your father. And second, I hope you're related to the Elephant Man.
There's a twist, another twist to the show, though.
I want Brady to go to Australia and get beaten up by everybody, and I want you two to figure this whole family tree of nonsense out.
By the way, we did get a text from an Aussie. Holmberg Morning Show, I am an Aussie in Phoenix and listen to your show. And by the way, yes, John, I piss myself laughing every morning you introduce Brady Bogan.
Yeah, because it is a slur. It's the N-word to rednecks.
I don't know. Is it that bad there?
It's the N-word to rednecks.
Really?
To rednecks it is.
Wow.
It's fighting words.
Okay.
You mean they can call themselves Bogans, but no one outside of them?
They can joke about it, but if a city folk from like Sydney or Brisbane or something goes over and goes, you're nothing but a Bogan, and these
That's
little insecure
lie.
Bogans
yeah.
start
You're nothing but a redneck.
And then they unbuckle their overalls and they start to swing and... There and it is not far removed. Like the cities, and even being there, I knew the difference within a day between, like, it was such a disparity in behavior of the people who were just outside the city and the people who were in it. And it was the workers all were kind of just outside. The people in the, you know, the successful ones were progressive types. And then the rest of the country is, I mean, you talk about a country divided. That is a place that is like one wants it the old way. And they're very behind the times.
Well, aside from, what, three cities, it's all rural, right?
I mean, it's almost all rural. But, yeah, I mean, you got the coast is all, you know, the cities are beautiful and they're unbelievable.
They're
but
all
you
about go, MAGA, too.
You go,
make Australia.
Oh, you get a
again.
Lot of that going on. Look, it was 20 years ago I felt like I floated back to about 1971 when I was talking to people like cab drivers and waiters and things like that. They had a specific way that country needed to run, and it was not being run that way anymore. They were MAGA way before us. on the outskirts. But again, we kept it quiet. We had the same thing going on in Kentucky and all that other stuff and the South. Mm-hmm. It's basically their right. South. Like, their Bogans are their hillbillies. They're the South people. And they are none too pleased about equal treatment to Aboriginal people. And it's pretty awesome. It's a great place, though. I mean, you know, we got the same problems. You can sit back and say, it's a great place. But again, you egg me in the back of the head, there's a good chance I'm spinning and swinging. Because until I find out it's an egg, I don't know what that was.
Can you do tactical black egg training today?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a lot of that tomorrow.
Eggs will be flying
around. That'll be a blast. But if you come
What's
up
and... What's all this all over the mats?
You smash my something into my head that makes a noise, and then I feel stuff pouring down the back of my head.
You don't know what
and
it
I'm
is.
Still
was it a
awake.
Bottle?
I'm thinking to myself, that's blood. Mm-hmm. Until I reach back and assess. Everybody can hindsight the crap out of it. I was just an egg. Yeah, we knew that after, but I'll hit you in the head with an egg when you're least expecting it with my hand. And you hear and feel that, and then all of a sudden stuff's running down the back of your neck. Your first reaction is, I better go while I've got adrenaline. I didn't feel it, but I'm going to crush this kid. What just happened? And he was 17. Everyone deserved what they got in that video. It's fantastic stuff. And I don't know if you guys saw the video. I had found it of what happened in New Zealand. But did you watch that thing?
I did.
They officially taken it all down. I got hold of that video.
Oh, the actual footage.
Footage.
Yeah, I saw some of that. Yeah.
My God. Yeah. It was a first-person shooter. It is less violent than a video game.
Did the person that was taking the video die?
No.
No?
They got him in custody. No, they arrested him.
He's the perpetrator. It was like he had a GoPro.
He had a GoPro on his hat.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought the video was
Had a GoPro on his hat, and I didn't know what I'd been saying.
The first guy that he sees in the first mosque comes out and says hey, brother, to him, and he just
It is unbelievable
him.
To watch because he shotguns reaches into the trunk of his car.
Yep.
And I didn't know what I was watching. I didn't know what video I was getting. And he reaches into the trunk of his car, and you see the gun. You're like, what? And then it goes away for a second. I'm like, what am I watching? And then a guy just starts walking towards a building. And just like the way you access a gun in a video game, it just shows up in front of you.
It was like Doom.
And yeah.
It was.
And then you just hear, thunk, 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 thunk. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? It took me seven shots.
Were you on the dark web,
John? Uh-uh. I had it sent to me. And I was like, I don't even know. Yeah, probably. I didn't even know. Well, because it was on Insta. He right. Facebook lived it. He Instagrammed it. It was live.
Bunch of people captured it.
It was live. And then they begged Facebook and Instagram, like, please. You know, don't send it out. Don't do anything. We're gonna find all of them and take them. They did. But it was like before the sixth shot, I was like, I don't even know what's going on. He's walking across the parking lot towards the door. And it's just shot, 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 shot. And you're like, oh, this is the shooting in New Zealand. And then he walks through the door and you hear the doors open and then just the screaming inside. And he's walking through a hallway. Boom, 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 boom. And people are just standing there like, I don't know what to do.
And that's a fun viewing.
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was. I think I sent it to you. Yeah. And I was like, this is what this is.
You didn't send it to me?
I thought I sent it to all you guys. Mm. And maybe I just thought I put it on the Brady Richard Eric thing and I put it on the Brady.
I'm Merrick at Yahoo.com.
Is that it? Yeah. I am not an animal at AOL. Anyway. Yeah. So it was an interesting week off. A lot went on. A lot of interesting things. And Odell Beckham made the Browns the... AFC favorite somehow. I don't
the
know.
The Browns are the talk of the league.
I don't
right now.
Know how you don't, on paper, put the Browns in the conversation to win the AFC next year. That's a hell of a team. The Browns don't have any.
Just wait.
What the? Oh, they'll brownie it. They'll brown it up. That is an amazing squad they got cooking right there. So, what are you going to do? It was a crazy week all the way around. So, I'm glad to be back, and hopefully it all calms down a little bit. And Friday was a very interesting night. So. Again, I watched that New Zealand thing, and there are a couple moments, you know, it's all easy to see in the video, where you watch this guy and you think to yourself, if this were to happen in your life, it would be the most shocking thing in the world. But there's a guy who's standing right next to him for a second while he stops shooting that has every opportunity, if he's got anything in his head, to
just tackle him.
To just get him. And he doesn't.
Well, and there were apparently reports of two guys attacking him. He killed one.
That was on the other side.
On the other shooting. Yeah.
The other shooting. The one guy said he grabbed the gun of one person who just gotten thrown down. And all he did with that gun is smash the windshield out of the other shooter. So he had to drive off because he didn't shoot back. But when he walks into that mosque and he's standing there, there's a dude who runs right next to him and he stops. And the guy actually has to wheel around his own body to shoot this dude. And it's like all you had to do was grab that gun.
You got a split second. You got to react in time.
And that's,
and if you don't, you're dead.
You're done. And it was it was not run. It was he ran towards it, which, you know, I thought for a second when that guy's coming in, I'm like, he's going to do something here.
And Eric, that's how the video starts.
Yeah.
He's got all his guns and he's got it written on him. And he's got a couple of tanks of gas.
It's mind blowing how
and the
how nonchalant the video is.
Yep. The New Zealand symbol there.
And he was in there for a long time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And we live in a nutty world. Again, if you don't go to Tactical Black after that video,
man,
just to sit and say, there were two or three times I watched him like, that guy could have stopped it. That guy could have stopped it. But, you know.
When you're stunned, though, I mean, that's.
You're stunned, but your reaction, that's right. Why you sit and train with the live rounds and all the stuff that they do over there, is because it does kind of make you think. You're going to get shot. I mean, they drill it into your head there. It's like, look, in these situations, you're going to die if you don't find a way out. And you're standing, huddling in a corner is not going to save your life. So you might as well do something.
It made us think a little bit about Friday night.
Oh, yeah. We said that. I told Brady, I'm like, look, the day after this mosque shooting, we're going to go to a Christian revival meeting of 12,000 sitting duck Christians. I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for somebody to come in.
Are you going to be able to react with a butt plug in?
That's no, that was a thing. That was Tactical Black.
You
want
to be found that way.
I couldn't drive. I couldn't drive. That thing was
so you would be dead.
Oh, I'd be done.
It was close to needing a walker.
And here's the thing.
The post-mortem on you.
Oh, no. Here's the part of that was the scariest. I didn't mind dying. I didn't want to be found.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, blow me to bits because I hope I'm sitting on the bomb.
Bloop.
Because I was sitting on the bomb. Yeah, it was not a lot of fluid motion for me.
Well, you'll have to do that at Tactical Black. Everybody.
I will, yeah. Because sometimes from here on out, there's going to be nights I'm wearing that thing. I'm not lying, as I get used to the whole process. I was a bit ambitious. My first butt plug that we pulled out of the Fascinations box was 5.5 inches and had a very bulbous, almost lava lamp shape. And I thought, this thing's going to be a struggle.
Beginner.
And no, this was not,
that's not
this,
for you.
This is not for first timers. There should be a little label on it that says, you know,
rookie plug.
Yeah, there should be like, you know, levels. Like tampons are 1 through 5 for ladies with giant gapers and non gapers. They don't say that. They're like, it's for heavy flow. No, it's not. If you're a 5, it's because you got a gaper. But it's the same thing with fellas. It's that is not a beginner's toy. The first one I pulled out. I'm like, so then I found a much smaller one, and that was a struggle. We'll get into it again. About 8 o'clock, we'll recap. We'll recap the night at Joel Osteen that I paid back the Super Bowl bet. And again, it was pretty awesome. It was pretty fun. And the best part was at the end when I took it out in the parking lot. And we'll talk about it. And now I've got this smoker's laugh, so it was even more disgusting.
Because the whole video was me going. Because that's how I laugh now, like Muttley.
The old Jerman.
Because I'm dying. No, Jeremy will do anything for us. It's pretty great. It's 6:56. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Thinking about buying a home or selling one, get in touch with us. Well, we're real estate agents. We can help you out. Got questions, just go to the page, ELOteam.com, fill out the form. All right, we got Godsmack up here, Good Times, Bad Times, Suicidal Tendencies, Nobody Hears, Light the Torch, Calm Before the Storm, Doyle, Cemetery Sex.
X. Let's do a little Nobody Here, Suicidal.
Okay.
I like that one. Haven't heard that in forever.
Brett's awake. He'll be very excited.
Yeah, people emailed me and text me Friday night. Are you doing it? Is it happening? I saw my buddy Max over there at Phoenix City Grill, and he's like, I saw an ad for Joel Osteen. It reminded me. Has that happened yet? And I'm like, oh, it happened last night, Max. And he said, I was in Amsterdam. I've done it. It's like, it is a very interesting process. Once you've become a member of the I've butt plugged.
You found a little fraternity.
They
fraternity.
Start coming
the
out of the woodwork.
People start saying, I've been there, man. I've tried it. How long was yours in? And I'm like, hours. I've never done that.
They probably haven't told anybody else, but they'll tell you.
You know, you're not going to tell people who are going to be shocked by it. You're going to tell people who are in the same, you know, you're in the same little clique. I will say this about the entire event. And we'll get, again, about 8:15, we'll talk about it in detail. Brady would not have paid this bet.
Oh, no?
No. Had Brady lost the Super Bowl bet, he would not have paid it.
He's a man of his word.
Nope. It wouldn't have happened because the relatively...
I'd have been too afraid.
No. You'd have started to try to pay.
That's what I'm saying.
And then not afraid. The incredibly embarrassing process of getting that thing in there. Let me just say this. I basically
did your
just,
wife put it in for
no,
you?
No, I did it all on my own, hovering over a toilet. It's
was
about
very
10,
funny when I walked in the door to pick up my date.
Yeah, it was about 10 minutes of me, pretty much myself, trying to get that thing to stay.
What did what did Megan think of this whole situation?
Whatever. You know, we're up for whatever.
Wait a minute. Trying to get it to stay, it was fighting you?
I was fighting that last few. When the final push, you know.
When you got home that night, did you you and Megan?
No, I got it out in the car on the way with Brady. I pulled it out in the car.
Could you relate to episodes of Flipper?
Why?
Ew. No. What? Not at once did I think of fish, Brady. That's, again, why you and I are different.
You
what
have a problem,
world
Brady.
Did you think of you dolphins?
That's an old joke.
Butt plugs in a dolphin? I've never heard this joke. Please help me out.
I'll tell it to you.
No, tell it to me right now.
Sex and fish.
That's the sound that it makes. That
when a butt plug goes in a dolphin?
When it, no, into
a
woman.
Love each other very much.
I see what you're saying. Into, when a penis, when a man and woman love each other very, very much. Okay. I see. You made it cute. You brought Disney characters in. Gross. You got it ready to go? Suicidal tendencies. It's a new world for me. I'm up for whatever. And we'll get into how I turned the vibrations on, because it wasn't Bluetooth like I expected. It was a different animal. Around 8 o'clock, we'll get into the details of our night at Joel Osteen.
It's out of control now. 98 KU.